Due to the incline of the sun in our earthly plane, revealing the glory of the universe, I, Barry Fritz Travelers, I wish you good tidings. This is a new installment of The Notes That Were, another show that I, Barry Fritz Travelers, am doing under some form of duress, without revealing the Latin translation for that particular dramatis actioni. I shall proceed with the program, which includes this contribution to the Notes That Were song contest.
These are the notes that were. 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 These are the notes that were.
Let us commence with the monthly homage to the mysterious agent provocateur known as the Fundamental Grang. We will hear approximately 4 minutes of usually used material, restructured for maximum regurgitational value, followed by another interlude.
Is this where we are?
Says the Charlottesville area makes a great place to do businesses with a citizenry committed to me. I can't believe I'm saying this shit. Blanket on my head. It's bad. It's so I'm gonna figure some people down though. two, one. Card. Okay, seriously. Three, two, one. Cardin says the Charlottesville area makes a great place to do business with the city.
Things have been sad in the town known as Charlottesville, with the closure of an establishment dear to this program. Here are some more of the fundamental Grang's thoughts on the matter from assembled recordings made at that establishment.
I want Lou to give me the daily bring down, as we were discussing earlier.
Daily bring down is this.
Okay, can you start again?
Sorry. I said the daily bring down is this, Sean. Everything sucks. Just remember that. Everything sucks. As long as you remember that, you're going to be fine. As soon as you start thinking something's cool, you're going to mess up. That's Louology 101. Brought to you for Court Square Tavern by Lou. Thank you very much. Keep those cards and letters coming in. Stay tuned next week. Same time, same station. Hope you find the same chair.
So the Bateau really became a significantly larger vessel, moving potentially 10, 12,000 pounds of tobacco at a time.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have a copy of 30 Days in the Samarkand Desert with the Duchess of Kent by A.E.J. Elliott, O.B.E.?
Now we have trains rolling over. Now we have trains rolling over.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now we have trains rolling over. 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 Trains rolling over.
Hello?
Now we have trains rolling over.
Well, there are some such.
Now we have trains rolling over.
Yes, sir.
Now we have trains rolling over.
This is Barry Fritz Travelers. These are my notes that were.
What do you think about Lou's philosophy towards the world here?
Well, I think it's an excellent philosophy, but I think he needs to define whether he's the sucky or the suck-or.
How would you care to respond to that, Lou? Would you like to, are you the sucky or the suck-or?
I'm the suck-or, Daddy-O. This may sound weird.
Yep,
this is gonna be a hard concept for people to take.
Think so?
But I'm the suck-or.
Yeah,
that's so
hard.
Watch it.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 7, 5, 4, 9. Blue and green.
Heard an untitled Wordman production, followed by the Acorn Celebration That Went Wrong, by the Notes That Were's other paying customer. Now back to the main sponsor, the Fundamental Grand.
About the dancers.
Yeah, all the dancers.
But first, we're going to begin from.
Yeah, all the dancers.
Yeah, all the dancers.
Yeah, all the dancers.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, all the dancers. Yeah, all the dancers. Yeah, all the dancers.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, all the dancers.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, all the dancers.
Yeah,
all the dancers.
The encounter between the Republican and Democratic candidates at the studios of WDBJ7 included several exchanges on Mark Warner's transportation plan. A viewer from Roanoke commented, "Mr. Warner can call his plan anything he wants, but he is still going to be raising taxes, even in a roundabout way." The moderator came in with a criticism from another viewer. "Mr. Warner can call his plan anything he wants, but he is still going to be raising taxes. Mr. Warner can call his plan anything he wants, but he is still going to be raising taxes in a roundabout way." The moderator came in with the criticism from another viewer. The major downside of this debate was Larry Sabato. His smirking and self-importance permeated the entire hour. It was distasteful and unnecessary. Another major downside of the debate was Larry Sabato. I find the excuse for this blue libertarian candidate due to low polling to be the most bogus rack of blankets. Media brethren bestow on the Big Two.
There were many reasons that it took 20 years to get to this point. First and foremost, we really had to unravel the construction history of the house. When we first, when the Montpelier Foundation took over management of Montpelier, and we did about 4 years ago, there were still many mysteries. So we promptly initiated about a 2-year study of the house that would really tell us what was DuPont, what was Madison, what belonged to other eras.
This will be the most focused interview you've ever had. So, when NPR lets us know we're all set with levels, then we'll go rock and roll ahead. It sounds like if you don't hear from them, they must be.
I'm sitting here with my earmuffs on.
Good, good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Let's go ahead, and if they need better sound, we'll know from them. Oh, okay. Sure. Thank you. Did you hear that?
Hi, this is the engineer in Washington. We need to get a better level on the guests there. I think his level's a little hot at this point. If you could just maybe tell me what you had for breakfast today, sir, so we could hear how you sound.
I was just asked that earlier today. You guys have the same questions over and over and over. Bagels, coffee, orange juice. What do you want? Should I keep talking here? The massive men lead lives of quiet desperation.
I think his level needs to come down a little more.
I don't propose to write Ode to Dejection, but to brag as lustily as chanted her in the morning, if only to wake my neighbors up.
Now you're sounding kind of distant from the mic.
You got a copy of Thoreau in front of you.
No, that's my, I memorized that.
You should by now.
How's that? Does that sound better? The massive men lead lives of quiet desperation. They eat bagels in the morning, pancakes in the afternoon, oatmeal at night. Does that sound better?
I probably live with that.
Live with it? What is this? I've had this voice all my life.
Oh, this is no criticism of your voice.
What does it mean to say the level is hot?
It's hot. That means it's too loud. The volume is too loud.
Uh-huh. NPR, does he still sound off mic?
Somewhat, yeah.
I've got the mic almost right next to his mouth.
I'll be licking it the next inch over.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah, you're still sounding kind of muffled, but...
I'm not mumbling.
I'm not mumbling.
You know what, he's... You don't want to give me that echo back, do you? Okay, Henry David Thoreau was born in Concord, Massachusetts in I'm doing penance.
You didn't sign up for abuse, I know. let me go from the broad to the specific. You had mentioned in the book that you could really easily tie up the sort of the idiosyncrasies of Thoreau, that he was, you know, that he was a joiner, but he was an outsider. Can you describe what he was like as far as you know?
There's a wonderful paradox about Thoreau. On the one hand, he looks to be entirely wayward, someone who dissented from the ways of his neighbors, who negated and refused much of what he saw as their conventional way of life.
And now the final treat in this sonic Easter egg, a Delia Derbyshire track. If her estate wishes us to remove these songs, we will do so, willingly. But we wish we could enjoy bringing this to you and the dozens of listeners freely.
profound, very reliable, boring British monstrous and sweet, preposterously vacuous and simultaneously arrogant, rowdy, musical, illiterate, loved, scruffy John Doyle. Hello, we're making a sort of record for the BBC which features Bridget St. John and Ron Geeson and Sweet Marriage and the Radiophonic Workshop and White Noise, and I was told to try and think of all kinds of profound reasons why we are doing it, but I don't in fact have any reasons, so just listen to it instead and try and work out your own reasons. And it has been said by very reliable critics that I have the most boring voice in British radio, although Pete Drummond and Mike Raven will contest this very strongly. I have a letter here which says, at a time when the BBC is claiming the need to economise, I find it monstrous that anyone who could make such preposterously vacuous and simultaneously arrogant pronouncements on rowdy musical literates should be kept on his payroll. Preposterous and scruffy moron. Now we have a description of the BBC. Is that enough?
We have reached the end of this program. We are looking for submissions of found sound to use on the Notes That Were. Anything in the public that we could use to illustrate the tectonic shifts made possible by the gentle echo left by the past reverberations of the Notes That Were. I am Barry Fritz Travelus. Please tune back in by paying attention to lines of code that emanate from notesthatwere.com.
I'm gonna make millions off of this.